and welcome to Wildcards, where you decide the topics that we spend the show talking about. With me today, I've got Jackie Wilcox, Carl Kopak, San Shetty, and Andy Heaton. Now, it's been a while since we've done a Wildcards, to be honest, so if you are either new to the show or you just need your memory refreshing, we talk about a number of topics that you've been voting for on Twitter in some categories across LFC, general football, sport, and random. However, everyone that is on the show today has got a wild card in their back pocket. So if they don't want to talk about what you voted for, they're allowed to play it once and once only to talk about something else. So we'll dive straight in with LFC, and your options were Arnie Slot, Salah's future, and who are you buying? And it'll come as a surprise to absolutely nobody that Arnie Slot is the topic that we all want to talk about. Andy, there's a Times report out recently that says that he's going to be head coach as opposed to manager in a slight title change that feels like a very key distinction between or a departure from Klopp in kind of restricting his work to what he's going to be doing on training pitches and making him less involved in transfers. And I don't know how you feel that kind of how that feels for his role and kind of what we expect from him as a manager.
To be honest, mate, it doesn't really bother me at all, because the simple fact of the matter is they can call the position whatever they want. The godhead of Liverpool club has been historically, and will always be, the fella who leads the team, well, not the fella in the team, but the first team coach, manager, whatever. I mean, you've already got to look at the reaction to the fans to different managers. I mean, if he gets taken in, it doesn't matter, and, you know, you could end up with if he's wildly successful, I don't care what title you put on it, what, 3-4 seasons down the line, if he's, you know, if he's anywhere near as good as what Jürgen's been, he can have all the power he wants, because it becomes a dangerous thing then. And I think really that's what's kind of done for Klopp in the end, in so much as that he became so powerful, that the thing that supported Klopp and become a mega successful led to Michael Edwards leaving, and then without Michael Edwards' input and so on, maybe we haven't had the success that we might have had he stayed, in regards to transfers and one thing and the other.